From Paradise to Prison. The main image is a painting by Mashpee Wampanoag artist Robert Peters, showing a view of the Boston Harbor Islands before the arrival of Europeans. In the foreground, at the top of a hill, two native people sit around a fire making baskets with a row of domed houses, or witus, behind them. In the background, more homes and canoes dot the shoreline. Other islands covered in cultivated fields and forests stretch into the distance. The bountiful tideland environment of the harbor islands provided the Massachusetts with fish, shellfish, berries, wood splints for basket making, fertile soil for farming, and many other resources. Quanahasset, now known as Boston Harbor, is part of the ancestral lands of the Massachusetts, one of many Algonquian peoples in eastern North America. For generations, thousands of Massachusetts lived on the harbor islands in warmer months, fishing, foraging, and farming. When English Captain John Smith visited the harbor in 1614, he called it the paradise of all those parts. After founding Boston in 1630, English colonists continued to expand into native lands. In 1675, indigenous resistance culminated in war between an Algonquian tribal alliance and the English and their native allies. During the conflict, later called King Philip's War, colonists rounded up native people living peacefully among them and forced them into concentration camps on the harbor islands. Without adequate food or shelter, more than half of those imprisoned on the islands died that winter. Colonists held war captives, men, women, and children, in the fort here on Castle Island before selling them into slavery as far away as North Africa. Hundreds of enslaved Algonquians passed through Castle Island in the 1670s, never to return to their homeland. There are two small images and two quotes on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first quote is from Algonquian warriors in 1676, explaining why they would not surrender during King Philip's War, as recounted by James Quanapowhait, a native emissary sent by the English to gather information from enemy Algonquians. It reads, "Why shall we have peace to be made slaves, and either be killed or sent away to sea to Barbados?" Next is a European-style painted portrait of a Native American sachem, or leader, standing with his hand on his hip in front of a wooded background. He wears a headpiece, necklace, and earrings made from shell beads, as well as a red breech cloth, leggings, shoes, and cape made from animal hides. He holds a scepter and wears his cape draped over one shoulder, symbols of European royalty likely added by the artist to indicate the man's rank. The portrait was completed around 1700, making it one of the earliest surviving depictions of an indigenous person in New England. Next is a detail of John Smith's map of New England, first published in 1616, showing Quanahasset or Boston Harbor. Although no English settlements existed yet, Smith depicted native towns with European buildings and asked Crown Prince Charles to give them English names in an effort to claim the land as an English colony. The map shows towns around the River Charles labeled Bristol, Falmouth, and London. On the far right is a 2018 quote from Wren Green, medicine sachem of the Massachusetts tribe. It reads, "We are still here. Against all odds, we have survived as a people. Ritual dance, drum, rattle, song, and rites of passage all enable the present-day Massachusetts tribe to transfer knowledge of our ancestors to succeeding generations. We thank our ancestors for keeping the traditions, for their foresight and the gifts they left us."